Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning again. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. To call it in the Psalm of David, I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord of Apostle Hosley, be leading us through this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God on this beautiful Wednesday morning. It's the middle of the week already. It's the 21st day of October. Hallelujah to God. And this month is fastly moving out of here. Hallelujah to God. And is just excited about all things that's going on, that God is on the throne. We here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Brundage, wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And she's a diligent worker. I could say she loves the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just thank God and praise God for her. We'll get started here in this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Hallelujah. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and he made me whole. Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Yes, he touched me. and all the joy that was my soul. Something happened, and now I know Jesus touched me, and he made me whole. He touched me. Yes, he touched me. And all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me, and he made me whole. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, friends, saints. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, God, on this Wednesday morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for this week. I thank God. Got a little bit tired. I guess it's just the fall of the year. Some days just be tired, just be going so much and praying for people and trying to minister every chance that you get at every turn. Hallelujah to God. And we thank you, we praise you for coming, for waking up and wanting to be a part of the Prayer Deliverance Ministry, Hour of Power of Prayer. I tell you, God is truly blessing. He's just working miracles so great. There's just none like him. And we thank God for it, and we praise God for it. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for the scripture of the week this week. Hallelujah to God. And we praise God for what he's doing in our lives right now. This is a very wonderful time to be alive. Hallelujah to God. And we just thank God. We just thank God in a miraculous way. Hallelujah to God. Words cannot begin to express our gratitude for how God has blessed us, not only this morning, but down through the years. Hallelujah to God. And through travel here, there, everywhere. Hallelujah to God. It's just a blessing. And the joy just overflood my soul. Hallelujah to God. I thank God for the sister. I call her sister because everybody's name doesn't come to mind right now. On Monday, she gives a broadcast. She did the facilitated on Monday. I think it's Alice Marie. Don't want to call the wrong name. I thank God because she invites everyone to come to the circle of prayer, and hallelujah, to come to this hour of power of prayer. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about how God begins to bless. And she said, give it 2 weeks, hallelujah to God. I never thought about it in that way, hallelujah to God. I don't want to get too talky this morning. Hallelujah to God, because we woke up for the prayer. And I started thinking about it, and I started thinking about the goodness of God, hallelujah to God, and I started thinking about the goodness, and I started thinking about reflecting on the years, hallelujah to God, and the years just seem to have gone by so fast, hallelujah to God. And to me, I thought about Pastor Darlene and the Cornerstone Church, hallelujah to God, and the service that we were doing there, this service on to the Lord, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it. We thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. There's just something, hallelujah, that happened. And now I know he touched me and he made me whole. We thank God for each and every one that's in. We thank God for my wife, one woman she's up and about this morning. We thank God for her. And she's a great help. She's the helpmate. Hallelujah to God, and I thank God I get excited, hallelujah to God, and you have to be careful of the company that you keep, hallelujah to God, because people will just pull you out of the spirit, you know, they would walk with you, they'd be with you, and they'd try to correct you until they start interfering with the move of God, hallelujah, in your life, hallelujah to God, and it's times like this that we have to go to the God and pray. Hallelujah, God. Thank God for the scripture of the week today. I hope that you can hear me well. Somebody can say amen. And you can hear me well. I had to charge up the headset. It was kind of dead this morning. And I didn't want to die in the middle of the day. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Didn't want to die because I work with it. I do everything. But we have a wonderful psalm, a psalm of David. Hallelujah to God. And it's a psalm 72. Verses 3-5. It's a psalm of David, hallelujah to God, and we just thank God for that because it shows I guess this would be wrong. I'm not. It shows the love of David. It shows the compassion of his heart. I guess it would also touch on parental guidance, hallelujah to God, and it touches on a number of things. It's Psalm 72. I'm sorry,
3-5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is a scripture. It's a prophetic scripture. It's prophetic because it's before the coming of Christ. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it. And we thank God for it. Hallelujah to God. It's a psalm. It's a psalm that for Solomon that his father had prayed for him. Because David is old at this time. And his son Solomon is beginning to reign in his kingdom. It's a very beautiful psalm, and it goes right into the blessing, you know, that what God would do. Hallelujah. I was looking for the reading of it. Hallelujah to God. I'll let the wife read it. Yeah, go ahead, read it. Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. Circle of friends. Praise the Lord. Pastor, good morning, everyone. We'll be reading from Psalm 72. And we're going to start at the third verse and go down to the fifth verse. We'll start at one. Give the king thy judgments, God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. The fifth verse. They shall fear thee. That means respect, honor, reverence. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. And the word fear means reverence, honor, as well as obey him. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 6. Mm-hmm. He shall come down like rain upon the mound grass as showers that water the earth. Glory. In his days shall the righteous flourish. God. And the abundance of the peace so long as the moon endures. Praise God. Abundance of peace. Okay. He shall have dominion He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river from the ends of the earth. Okay. Amen. May God
bless. Amen. May all that a blessing to the reading of the word. Hallelujah to God. And we thank God for the reading of the word. I was thinking about this year how I call my children, I pray for them, as I'm quite sure you do, but then I speak to them about the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah to God, especially in a time such as we're going through right now. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to continue in this hour of power prayer. Here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah to God. Wednesdays are usually a good day. We normally start a lot of times. We start fast, and as fast as it monitors everyone, don't wait till Wednesday to start the fast. Whenever you feel the presence of the Lord and you need direction to fast. So this is a good day to start. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for this morning, Lord God, realizing that this is the day that you have made, Lord, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. God, we thank you for the laying down last night, the early rising, and But this morning, oh Lord God, we bless and we praise your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we stand beneath the open heaven, oh Lord God, and your hand is upon us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As you move us through this time, oh Lord God, of a pandemic, oh Lord God, of things are going wrong, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's one that said to the prayer request, oh Lord God, there's those that are going into the operating room this morning, oh Lord God, the grandchildren on their way back up north, oh Lord God, and they need to travel in mercy, oh Lord God, to keep them in the name of Jesus. Other things are going on, oh Lord God, marriages, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, need touch and helping hands, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, that need a companion, oh Lord God, as Pastor so eloquently put it yesterday, that they would be sought out, oh Lord God, for the Bible says, man that findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, oh Lord God, and help those that are married, oh Lord God, that they appreciate a good thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We thank you for this hour of power of prayer here, Lord God, on this 21st day, oh Lord God, of October, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you would bless our children, oh Lord God, as they go into the schoolhouses, oh Lord God, are they, and bless those that are doing virtual work at home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the children that are doing the virtual work, I think that's what we call it. They do the work at home, homeschooling, I call it, Lord God, that their minds stay attentive to the work, oh Lord God. I have been asked by many parents to pray for the children, oh Lord God, because they were doing well in the setting in the school with the teacher having their undivided attention, but somehow they, when they're home, oh Lord God, they're not focusing and their grades are falling, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Admonish them, oh Lord God, that it's very important that they have this time while their mind is young to receive this education, oh Lord God, that would last them a lifetime, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for the children, oh Lord God. God, we pray against all sin, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Pedophiles, adultery, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless us, you protect our children, and that you keep, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, especially prayers is on my heart, oh Lord God, about this presidential election, oh Lord God. Lord God, and your will be done, oh Lord God. Lord God, because it's very hard to see, oh Lord God, and I can see that there's even chaos there, Lord God, and people are having a hard time, Lord, deciding between the candidates, oh Lord God, but someone has to emerge to be the victor, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We are voting for righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We are voting on Jesus, oh Lord God. You are praise, you are everything, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord, the concern is about the people, oh Lord God, that have been following the current administration, oh Lord God, that they don't begin to hurt other people or bring violence, oh Lord God, because of the way that people think, because they want, oh Lord God, things are sort of turned upside down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we ask, oh Lord God, that you would bring peace and a peaceful solution, oh Lord God, to this period of time, oh Lord God. Lord God, you know all things, oh Lord God. Nothing's confused in heaven, oh Lord God. Nothing takes you by surprise, oh Lord God. But it's here on the earth, oh Lord God, and the people are favored, oh Lord God, and they are upset about the way things go and the way that they was upset about when your son came, oh Lord God, and began to preach of the kingdom of heaven, oh Lord God. There was those, oh Lord God, throughout his life, oh Lord God, they received, oh Lord God, and it was just those that just kept rising up, oh Lord God. And even out of those that rose up, oh Lord God, Apostle Paul rose up, and he persecuted the people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, until you met him on the road of Damascus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that this nation, oh Lord God, and that this world would have a Damascus road experience, oh Lord God, that they would see you, Lord God, in your glory above the brightness of the sun, oh Lord God, that you would be able to speak into their souls, oh Lord God, and cause the shifting and the change to be done, oh Lord God. We pray to pray, oh Lord God, and then there's a verse that says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh Lord God. So we're here, oh Lord God, at the prayer line this morning, oh Lord God. We woke up, oh Lord God, and asked you, Lord God, let your will be done in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, oh Lord God. Lord God, this is a very powerful psalm, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just want the people to accept it, O Lord God, and to begin to look into it, O Lord God, and that they would deal with their children, O Lord God, with a strong hand at this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there are many prayer requests here this morning, O Lord God, that in queue, O Lord God. We pray for those, O Lord God, that you yet strengthen their bodies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. We praise you. Thank you for the wife, O Lord God, soon be 37 years, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for upcoming birthday, Lord God. Couldn't tell me years ago that I would be this old, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But, Lord God, you kept, O Lord God, feel pretty good, O Lord God. Wake up most mornings, O Lord God, with your joy inside of my spirit, O Lord God. Able to praise you, O Lord God, able to worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So then, Lord God, we thank you for moving by your spirit, O Lord God. We thank you for moving by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Realizing, O Lord God, look all over, searched all over, O Lord God. Couldn't find no one, O Lord God, no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you bless Pastor Darlene, O Lord God. She's blessed already, O Lord God, in a special way, O Lord God, as she did transition, O Lord God, with her home, O Lord God, and the new edifice, O Lord God, her new home, her new resting place, O Lord God, that you just send angels to camp about thee, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sanctify the area, Lord God. Send at least one legion of angels there, O Lord God, to protect, O Lord God, to bless her going out, coming in this time for even and forevermore, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for marriages, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We call you a Satan, Lord God. That's a union, O Lord God, that has came under heavy attack, O Lord God. And Lord God, we need that. We need you to do something, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, O Lord God, that there won't be no divorce, O Lord God, and the separation, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that the husband honors the wife and loves her as Christ loves the church, O Lord God, and that the woman begins to reverence her husband, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you. Want to encourage you that this is the last quarter. This is about what's left of this year. Hallelujah, to God. And we thank God for it. Want to encourage you to send in a love gift to keep the ministry going. And send a letter. Let Pastor know how you appreciate the broadcast, hallelujah to God. And please, it's this time of year, it's the season to be jolly. It's about fun us, please be generous in your giving, hallelujah to God. We've been here a number of years, hallelujah to God, and looking forward to go on, hallelujah to God. And we ask that you would just bless and that you just continue to bless and keep the pastor encouraged, hallelujah to God, and that we be able to hear. You know, it takes time. You have to get up, you have to prepare and set everything up. But it's a love also, but God said that the labor is worthy of the hire. So we thank you and we praise you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. It was on my mind this morning to talk a little bit about the about baptism. Hallelujah to God. This note that it came to me, and it was about John baptized Jesus. Hallelujah. And what came about was we were doing a study. We were doing a orientation for new members at the church, and the strangest thing came because after you're baptized, and we begin to teach on it that, you know, after you're baptized, it was just a outward manifestation of what had taken place in your heart, and that after the baptism of water, there's also a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay. Hallelujah to God. And what came to mind out of the baptism, because the longer that you be with the Lord, things come up different, is that after you come up out of the water, you will begin to live. And this life that you live, it takes a lifetime of living. It takes a lifetime of commitment to God. It takes the sacrifice of you dying yourself daily, you know. And we were speaking on it again last night on the other prayer line with the church. And what happened when we speak on that one, it comes about that when you get baptized, your life changes. God is known for miracles and instant miracles. So when you go down in that water and you cut that breath off there for those few seconds, you rise up in the newness of life. Hallelujah to God. When they were at the Old Testament here, when they crossed the sea, the Red Sea, to Jordan, where Moses divided the sea. Yeah. They were baptized on the Moses. Everything changed. Pharaoh's arm was out. They saw God in a way. Afterwards, they had to go on and live. And then they came up with, they had to fight the battle of Jericho, walk around the Jericho walls, and God had sent out spies to spy out the land. And they went, they came back, they brought back the grapes and stuff. And when they brought it back, they said, we could take it, we well able, Joshua and Caleb, they had another spirit. But there were those that were fearful and unbelieving, and they fell in the wilderness. What it was that at the end of the story there, Caleb is now 80 years old, and he went to Joshua, told him to give him the land there of the Anakins. You know, there were giants in the land, and he said at 80 years old he was as strong that day as the day that the Lord had sent them to spy out the land. And he went into mountainous terrain and stuff, but he ran him out there, and he's well there. God is faithful to his word, as it said in the psalm today. As long as the sun is there, the moon is there, from ocean to ocean, God is our God. The fear of God is really upon the people. I wanted to say this here. The fear of the people, this government should be of the people of God. It should send a strong signal, hallelujah, to God. That's why God have us look at the Messianic Psalm, the Psalm of David, in Psalm 72. And the Father had blessed him because he knew that his son was going to have to face the people, hallelujah to God, and he's going to have to. So God asked him to help to help them to rule with this judgment, to give them what to do to the people, how to treat the people. A lot of times people, they get into the church, hallelujah to God, and they just don't want to act right or treat the people right. Have been in places where we had rough pastors. I remember when the Cornerstone Church, Pastor Darling, she was very lenient with it, hallelujah to God. She was a very nice pastor. Yeah. But sometimes people just don't appreciate the kindness or the love. Right. And a lot of times, God is an awesome God. They don't appreciate the angel or the messenger of God that came to bring the word of God to comfort your heart in times like this here. And I thank God for it. Well, speaking about the baptism, hallelujah to God, people are like, they couldn't understand, and I was trying to explain to them the baptism about how when you get baptized, you rise up and you go into the newness of life. When Jesus was baptized in the book of Matthew, about the third or fourth chapter there, John was preaching in the wilderness, but when he baptized him, he was led into the wilderness, and as we go by, he was led into the wilderness. He was tempted by Satan. It was a test, that final test. And after he came out of the wilderness, he returned back back there in the power of the Spirit. It said, they that sat on the regency of darkness, they saw a great light. He began to preach the kingdom of heaven. There was no more sacrifices then. And, you know, it was like what Isaiah spoke about the new moon, that the sacrifice and stuff, it wouldn't be accepted no more. But the spotless Lamb of God, his son, came from the bosom of the Father. He began to walk. He began to preach. Those that sat on the regency of darkness, they saw a great light, hallelujah to God. And his life went on for 3.5 years. And 3.5 years, it's not a matter how long it lived, but those 3.5 years affected the whole world. Those 12 disciples that he had upset the whole world, hallelujah to God. And we are gleaning from that same change in the atmosphere, hallelujah, that we are established now under grace in the name of Jesus. Well, a very powerful union came out there. You know, I was thinking I have to do some researching on it, but I have to go back and see, because in the Old Testament, it wasn't other than Paul speaking about Revelation, that they passed through the Red Sea, that was a baptism onto Moses and his ministry, that we are baptized on the Christ, which we generate to that baptism of Moses generates to Mount Sinai and the law and everything. the Lord and everything, to do what the Lord says, thou shalt not, right. And they will sacrifice the Lord, hallelujah to God, for the forgiveness of the sin, the priest went once a year, yes. And the holders of all. But what happened is we got baptized by the Spirit on the Christ, the second Adam, which was a quickening spirit, and our spirit generates to the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, down to Christ, to heaven, hallelujah, that we are ambassadors, we are members of the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, the greater revelation, the power of kings, the anointed king, and the mystery of godliness, that the tabernacle of God was with man, or the other presence of God, we put it that way, that'll get too far into it. But the presence of God begins to dwell in us, that Christ dwell in us, according to John the 17th, the prayer that Jesus prayed, just as David prayed the prayer, Jesus prayed the prayer, that the work he did was finished, that God should be with us, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. He prayed not for the world, he prayed for us, but he prayed also that everyone should be saved, and that those will be saved that even believe through us through his name. Which brings me to, hallelujah to God, the fact of the baptism. And what happened when I started thinking about the baptism, I started thinking about the immersion in the water. Then it came to, you know, thinking about people that were saved and how they go through salvation. And then we spoke on it. Then the Lord just showed me that the problems a lot of times that we don't realize is that when you get married, it's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. What happens is people, they see your good thing, or they see what God has blessed you with, and sit as I'm praying, they desire to, they just like to sin. They just want to bother things that are not theirs. Hallelujah to God. I see people that are saved. I think I said it one time before. There's a lady that works in the office. Very nice. Her spirit speaks well. You don't have to say nothing to her. Mm-hmm. And she comes by and she goes to church. She's saved. Didn't have to ask her what she said. Since the day one when I first went to go get the job, the mannerism, the way that she conducted herself, the aura about her, hallelujah, represented holiness that she was saved. Well, when you're married, it's the same way. She's married. I just found out the other day she has a son. And, the people are looking for you, but God hasn't given me anything, so I'm just going to start talking. But I found that out, but I've been praying for them, just like we pray a lot of times to go back to and we pray for people. But it was like what the Lord had shown me. It's not in the Bible, but it's like I drive trucks, so when people are married, they're like, the illustration of this here, I'm going to tell you about the Mack truck. When God, what causes problems to people, not to God. He gives us another task, as John was in the wilderness preaching. Once you're married and God plays two prophets in a household, that's not a very easy task. The man is saved, the woman is saved, the man preaches, the woman preaches. They both have an unction from God to go forth and to deliver the word. A lot of times they get it together and they go forth together. A lot of times people, when they say, they begin to, they like two Mack trucks with equal power, with a chain between them, and they're taking off in opposite directions. And sometimes people in marriages get so headstrong and what they say till they begin to get into each truck, imagine they're pulling in opposite directions with the same amount of power, and all they do is smoke the tires, hallelujah to God. They smoke the tires until they blow them out as they would, and they get out and they check and see, and they haven't gone anywhere. Then after they go away, they want to change people, and the thing is, I'm going to wind this thing up here because we've got to get to the prayer, is that you can't really change someone that they grow, and God changes people. He changes the heart of people. He saves relationships, hallelujah to God. Unless you're willing to truly give that relationship to God and take your hands off it and stand on the verse of 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Hallelujah to God, and begin to pray for one another. That's what would save the relationship. A lot of times we look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. We look at circumstances. He's doing this. He's doing that. That looks like something's going on there. And what happened, instead of giving it to God, we try to take the situation up in our hands and figure that we could change something. And in return, we begin to destroy something because it becomes aggravated, it becomes a nagging and annoying, hallelujah to God. And then they, not only that, they don't want to hear anything from you. Don't want to hear from God. And it makes it a little, takes a little bit longer to straighten out the situation. So it's just like that. And the tension gets so until it turns into something else. Then by that time, some man comes along, some Jody comes along, or some Mac Daddy comes along there, and some Jezebel, as they call it, or some Venus come by there, and they start talking, and they seem like it's going to go in a different way, but almost everybody's the same. Everybody have a problem. Sooner or later, after the newness of it and the attempt to go on, no matter how catering they are, you have children in the relationship and stuff, and this begins to affect them. And what it is, the adversary gets happy at this time because he's fixing to not only separate you, but he's going to bring a curse into your family line that would go throughout the generations, hallelujah to God. Yeah, I see it in my family, sister, they got a divorce, hallelujah to God, and their sons got married, and he had brought the curse into the family of separation and divorce. So we pray against that in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God, that once you're married, that God said until death do you part, and the scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? Say whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it when you pray. Believe me, I preach, the wife preach, and we be tested all the time. I have to start praying. I say, Lord, give me to love my wife and how to pray for her, Lord God, and how to pray for me. I say, Lord, help me to love my wife, Lord God. Let's pray, yes, Lord, help me to get to the other end of this here, till death do your part, you know, to get there without all the distractions that coming in and this, that, the other. It takes prayer, hallelujah to God. Have to let some things go, hallelujah to God. Have to shut your mouth sometime and just stand there and endure. Because your ego, is it your ego? Your pride and a bank card will get you a ride on Uber. That's all about it's good for. But when you really want to change, you have to go to God in prayer. I'm way off the way I was planning on going this morning. But God had put that in my heart about the baptism. This is a part of living. When you come up out of the water, you came up in the newness of life. You've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. You have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ. That old life, who you were, is not relevant anymore. You have things that you do, hallelujah to God. But when it comes to relationships and staying in marriages or having someone to see you, hallelujah to God. I'm going to say this here, hallelujah to God. I'm going to try to shut my mouth up. You know, I remember years ago, we were at the Cornerstone Church, and I think it was the first or second time, I think maybe first time I saw a minister, Jamila, you know. She was single still yet then, you know, and when me and my wife saw her, she had this countenance about her, the aura about her. She was ready for marriage. When they, when I saw her, I said, someone that is saved, we told Pastor Darlene, that spirit is upon us, because it says the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and that spirit be upon them from God. It's an anointing. It's a spirit of attraction. I'm not talking about the law of attraction. We rebuke all that stuff there, and every demonic force in the name of Jesus. We break it and curse it in Jesus' name and get it out of here. But when a woman is serving the Lord, hallelujah to God, and when they're praying and when they write life is hard, I've seen it a lot of times since then. A man sees that he's not going to come with a whole lot of stuff. He's going to come and say, well, I need, this is what I need for my children. This is a family that I want to start, a family under God, or someone that is committed, hallelujah to God. And what happened is when that union is struck up there, a few years later, I tell you, Pastor, she's an administrator. She knows her business. She went right there. Jamila was getting married. He proposed, and she went right there, sat down at the table. Hallelujah to God. We far from prayer this morning. Hallelujah to God. And that relationship took place there. Hallelujah to God. And need to pray not only for them. There are a lot of people out here that are married. There's those that look for me. But you have to have God right in the center, front and center, because that devil, he don't want to see you. When the sons of God got together, they said, say Satan came also. The Lord said, Satan, where are you going? He said, I'm going up and down, to and fro, in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah to God. I thank God for that. It was just a word that was in my spirit, hallelujah to God, because we're constantly praying for marriages, hallelujah to God. And we have to pray throughout the day because we don't want this here adversary to bring curses in the family with separation in the boss, hallelujah to God, and tear up young people's lives, hallelujah to God. This way, if they can't find peace at home, they start going out seeking to get the gang members, hallelujah to God, and it leads to a broken home, leads to a lot of what's going on. A lot of teenagers are dying at that year, age before 30 with gun violence, hallelujah to God, or they turn to drugs, hallelujah to God. And this is what's going on these days. So I understand when David prayed for his son Solomon, he was going into the kingship. You have to know how to treat God's people. You have to keep yourself in prayer. So we thank God for the word. We're going to see if Pastor Darling have. I know the hour is just about spent, but we're going to go to Pastor Darling, see if she has a prayer request or someone call in. And we're going to have a prayer. We're going to go throughout this hour of power prayer here on Blog Talk Radio on this Wednesday morning, the 21st day in October. Hallelujah to God. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Pastor Darling, are you there?
I am here, and I thank you so much for this word this morning, because baptism is very important. And then it, the way you just brought all of that together was just so perfect. And I thank the Lord for you and your beautiful bride, our evangelist Lynn. The way that you all work together is awesome. So we thank you all for being here today. And I thank God for you talking about marriages, because that was one of the things I had on my list to pray for. There are a couple of people I know in particular who need their marriages covered. And I know a lot of people need their marriages covered. It's just so much stuff going on in our marriages. And I know God can help to bring about healing and change. And so Jamila and Ben, of course, you already talked about them. And then Winston and Rhonda, we want to pray for them. And just marriages across the land. It's just so bad that just the discussion about marriages is, I don't understand how so much turmoil is it within the marriages, how people cannot really understand that if you, especially if a man finds a wife, why can't you do what you can, do your best to make that wife, and then why can't the wife do what she can to make her husband happy? Why is it that there's such a pull, like you say, those two Mack trucks? That was a great example, not just when you're in the body of Christ and when you're preaching and teaching, but it just seems like that may be the way a lot of marriages are happening in this hour. So we just pray that they will begin to work together and truly love each other. There was a minister, a pastor, one time I was in Jacksonville at a conference, and there was a minister, I forgot his name, but he got up and he talked about how him and his wife had gotten married, and the only argument that they had was, I love you more. And the other one said, no, I love you more. And I said, that was just so beautiful that would be the only argument that they would have in their marriage. And I just thank God for him sharing that. Oh, it can happen, you know. People can truly love one another and have a life of bliss and caring and really enjoying each other. Because I believe that when people come together as a husband and wife, they should be coming together to enjoy life together and not have all the disagreements and all the craziness that goes on in the marriages. So also the prayer request I have is for Bisa Garnett, just a covering prayer for Bisa. Also, we're praying for Roshan. Sister Sonia sent us the request last night. She's having hip surgery today, so I don't know. Everybody may not have gotten that request, but we want to put that on the list. And then also for my home, the next step is to have an appraisal done, and then we're going to do a termite letter. So I just pray that everything will work out just fine. I also want to pray for my Uncle Marvin concerning his body, the complete healing of the cancerous whatever cells may be in his body. So Uncle Marvin, and also his wife, Aunt Angelina, as they go through this process. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Pastor Darling. We certainly will pray them. I've been praying for him on that single letter, and as we pray, because a lot of times I've been praying for it, because we, on the corporate prayer, we use a pretty good part of the hour this morning. But if the lines are open, we're going to, if there's someone that has a prayer request or testimony, we're going to take about 2 minutes, because we're getting near the top of the hour, and we want to have a good prayer today. And it's just so much. It's just a wonderful thing to come to Our Power Prayer, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry, because God be blessed. And I tell you, it's just awesome what God is doing here. Amen. So anybody, if someone have a name, they could give their prayer request, or if you have a short testimony, we would like to hear it, because they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning. I have a prayer request. And also to what you were saying, and Pastor Darlene, the marriages, most of the time, the marriage is about lusting of things, not only for the flesh, but just things, you know. I don't quite understand it either, because I'm experiencing that in my marriage, so, and even those generational curses, you know, but I just want to thank God for the prayers when we were praying about my son getting a job, and God opened that door. It's like a miracle for Charles to get a job, and it's a job that he really loves. And I mean, he's faithful going to work early in the morning before 6. And I just thank you all for praying for Chelsea, praying for me. And as you spoke about the woman, I can't think of her name, when she said try the prayer line. But I always go around and try to encourage people to get on a prayer line, whether it's this prayer line or any prayer line, and just come on, because today I just feel like I'm being fed. Some days I'm off this line, and I feel so, you know, it's not a good feeling when you're not listening to other people praying and asking for prayer requests or telling testimony. So I just thank you all for that. And also the insurance is not cleared up when the lady hit my van. They're asking me for like over $3,000, and it's being held on my bank account. And I guess I just need a miracle in that situation, that her insurance go ahead and pay that claim. And just thank you all again for praying for Jazzy. She's actually going to school today, and she's going to graduate in December. And Apostle Horsley and Pastor Darlene and everybody on this prayer line, thank you for your time that you take out to pray for everyone. I just want to say thank you for that.
Amen. And now that was Marie, Alice Marie is the one who facilitated today.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Tell her thank you so much. That was so beautiful of her.
Okay.
Well,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Oh, didn't hear your name.
Good morning, this is Deborah. I'm calling to ask, could you pray for me, because I'm having a biopsy today.
Okay. We pray that the biopsy be clear and that everything go well.
Thank you.
Is there someone else there? Amen.
Pastor Darlene and Apostle Horsley and all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, we should fear not. We should trust God. I know that October is breast cancer awareness, and I said it before. I just want to thank God that when I was diagnosed in 1991 with breast cancer and I did my surgery, I have not had any problems, and I know that God is the healer. If he can heal me, he can heal anyone. And I just want everybody to be encouraged, regardless of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, lymphoma, anything. Just trust God, because I know that he works miracles. And I just want to thank you all for that. You know, when we face any trials, I know he's there, and I'm learning that every day as I get on this prayer line.
Amen. Well, we thank you for that. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. And we thank God for your healing. Hallelujah, God. Because you worked a miracle so great.
Amen.
There's no one else. Amen. We want to go up. We want to praise the Lord. But according to this here, I'm not looking at the phone clock. I believe we're just about, we are very close to the top of that. We are, okay. Yes, we are. We have about another 10 minutes or so here. I'm going to stand with Pastor Darlene in prayer in case she has something else that she want to add to it, and that she would take us out of the Ikai, outside the broadcast. Hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. We want to be mine. Baba Kayo C, dedicated. Yes, I'm on a call. Yes, see you.
Lord.
God. In the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The special request, oh Lord God, with the house transitioning, oh Lord God, and entering into the contract, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The prayer coverings, oh Lord God, for all the names that are there on the prayer list, oh Lord God. We ask, oh Lord God, you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We declare and decree, oh Lord God, and we ask for a manifest blessing, oh Lord God, on these marriages, oh Lord God, that are having problems, oh Lord God, and even those that desire to be married, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would send the anointing, oh Lord God, that men would see that are desiring to do right by a woman, that they would find a good wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for those that have to get the divorce, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would just bless them, oh Lord God. For it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for the woman to be alone either, oh Lord God. There's a lot of temptations out there, oh Lord God. We thank you for your keeping your sustaining power in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you're moving, God, by your spirit, by your power, oh Lord God. Lord God, you're blessing our children, oh Lord God. We ask that you continue to bless, oh Lord God, and give traveling mercy in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless Minister Sonia, Lord God, her mother and her husband, oh Lord God, out there, oh Lord God. Look on the prayer request, oh Lord God, of everyone that just came to the queue, oh Lord God. Minister Janet's family, oh Lord God, just a mention, but everybody here, Lord God, continuously bless even Alice Marie, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As we move through this hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, oh Lord God. You have entered into the hearts of men, but God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. So we thank God we're going to leave this time here for Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God that continue to take us out of this hour. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. We thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, we're just so grateful for this time of prayer and fellowship. We're grateful, Lord, for what you have done. We pray that you continue to enlighten our minds, oh God, as we hear your word, oh God. We know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We thank you for Apostle Horsley and his wife, Lord, and how you have blessed them to be a blessing to many people across the land and around the world. We pray that you continue to bless their lives and their families, oh God, and each and every one who's here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. That includes our sister Jeannie, our sister Yvonne, our sister Marie, our sister Charlotte, our sister Belinda, our sister Grace, our sister Deborah, oh God, our pastor Scholastica, our sister Darlene M., our sister Evangelist Janice, our sister Linda, Lord. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for sister Glenda, Lord, our sister Grace, God. In the name of Jesus, Darlene Bondage, we thank you for blessing her and keeping her. And James, oh God, we haven't heard him in a while, Lord. I pray and thank you, Lord, today for just blessing us, oh God, that the blessings of the Lord make us rich, oh God, and add no sorrow. Our sister Mary, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for sister Sheila, oh God, who gave her testimony on yesterday. Sister Juanita, as you're healing her body, oh God, and strengthening her every step of the way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We pray for Bisa Garrett, oh God, Garnett, oh God, that you will just cover this person, oh God, and strengthen this person, oh God, and encourage and increase and enlarge, oh God, their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And as we have prayed for marriages, we thank you that marriages are being healed, oh God. Roshan will have a good surgery today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, that the doctors will do what they're supposed to do, not be sleepy or anything like that, not intoxicated, because I've seen doctors intoxicated looking at people and examining people. So we pray, Father, for clear minds as these doctors go in and replace this hip for Roshan, oh God. And Uncle Marvin, oh God, touch his body, heal him, God, as he shall be healed, saving, Father, and he shall be saved. We thank you, God, in advance for the appraisal and the termite letters coming back clean and ready to go to the end of the closing date, oh God. We thank you for that today. Thank you for Sister Belinda and her husband, oh God, Charles, that they are coming together Jamila and Ben, oh God, Rhonda and Winston, oh God, and everybody who's married, oh God. We just pray for reconciliation for those who may even be thinking about divorce. And we just bind up that demon. We thank you, Lord, today that there will not be divorce, as Apostle Horsley said. In the name of Jesus and Sister Belinda's insurance, oh God, we pray that this woman, oh God, will go ahead and have her insurance company pay that money, oh God, that needs to be paid, so that that would not be a taxation on Sister Belinda. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you're the one who provides, oh God, so we thank you for providing today. And Sister Deborah, as she goes for her biopsy, we thank you, Lord, today that it will be just as beautiful as it can be, oh God, and that you are right there, God, and give her the report. Whose report do we believe? We believe the report of the Lord that says this biopsy shall be clean. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. Lord, we just praise you, God, as we go about our business today, that we will keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. And the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declare that we are above and not beneath. I decree that we are living by faith and not by sight, oh God. I thank you that we are have the fruit of the Spirit, oh God, and we are abundant and growing in our lives, oh God, through the Holy Ghost, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for just knowing you, God, in the pardon of our sins, Lord. Thank you, Father, today that you are taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have peace, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for our offspring, each and every person who will come after us in our generations, oh God, that they are blessed, they serve you, oh God, that they live for you, oh God. It doesn't matter what they're looking like right now. In the future, they're looking so much better because they serve you, oh God, and they're living for you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we just thank you, God, today for the Spirit of salvation, God, just moving across this land as people are coming to the knowledge of the truth, oh God. Those multitudes in the valley of decision are making a decision for Jesus Christ as we spread the gospel, as we speak the truth in love, oh God. And we know that you are love. God is love and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we thank the Lord today for the love of God being in our lives. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. So everybody, I pray that the favor of God and man will be with you everywhere you go, and that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and that we go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.